Hello, my name is Christy. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you? Hello?
Oh, I thought that was a message. You said what?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm calling to report some crap, man, and I'm trying to figure out what I need to do because my son has tested positive for COVID twice. He's had it twice. And his father has primary custody. I spoke with my son today, and he told me that he was on a quarantine. I guess somebody from the school must have had COVID, so they are quarantining all of the students that was in the class. Okay, so I called his father and, you know, said, you know, hey, why didn't you mention that he was being quarantined? And, you know, when are you going to take him to get a COVID test? But this fool said he ain't taking him to get a COVID test. And I'm like, well, why not? I ain't got to. Well, who said that you don't have to? They did. If he ain't showing no symptoms. Okay, the two times that my son has had COVID, he ain't had no symptoms. Okay? But the test still came back positive that he had COVID. He had no runny nose, no fevers, no headache, no temps, no loss of appetite, no pain. He was a regular 12-year-old kid. So even though he's not showing symptoms in his track record, that doesn't mean anything because he's had it before in the past twice without any symptoms. And I'm just trying to figure out what in the hell do I need to do before I go kill somebody because I can't go down there. I'm in Georgia. I currently have strep throat myself. I'm waiting for my test results to come back to see if I have COVID because I've been sick ever since I left Alabama. So 9 times out of 10, I probably got it from down there somewhere.
Okay, ma'am.
And not taking my 12-year-old to a doctor at this point is not an option. And his only defense is for me to find somebody or for me to come down there. If I could, I would. But no one else wants to have that kind of exposure, not even my daughter. My daughter works at Children's Hospital with sick kids. So she definitely can't take that risk to come down there if he has it, because he might not show symptoms, but she'll get sick, or another kid will get sick, or an adult will get sick. So what do I need to do?
And there's not anything we can do to help you with that situation.
Okay, so what do I need to do? Because it seems like whenever I'm trying to report any kind of crap with this COVID, like I get ran around in circles, whether that's in Georgia or Alabama. So what do I need to do at this point? Because he's not taking my son to the doctor. If I need to know if my kid has COVID or not, because this is my weekend to get him. So, like, what do I need to do? Who do I?
Well, ma'am, this is a personal issue. So there's not anything we're going to be able to do to. I mean, we can't make.
Fact that I'm reporting that someone has COVID. You're telling me that me reporting that someone has COVID or the possibility and somebody not taking them to the doctor, you don't know, there's nothing you can do, and you don't know what I can do. Is this Department of Public Health?
This is the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. We absolutely cannot make your ex-husband take your son to the doctor.
And I'm not asking you to either, ma'am. That would be fucking stupid. What I did ask you to do, however, if you could just listen for 1 second, is I'm asking you to point me in the direction of what I can do. That would be a dumbass thing for me to call you and tell you to go tell my dad, my baby dad to do something. That sounds stupid to say it out loud. So don't think that I'm that stupid. If you can't help me, who can? Because I'm telling you that there's somebody out here that may have COVID. He's a child, a minor, okay? And his father won't take him to the doctor. So what can I do, being that this is the COVID hotline? You know what? Fuck you. I don't even want to talk to your dumb ass no more, bitch.